Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hello there, my angels, and welcome back to the channel. I know I have been gone for about a week or so, but it's for a good reason. I swear I've been going and recording for my courses. If you're in the Rewired Play Shop course or the Quantum Journaling course or the Divinely Compensated course, then you know because you've been seeing me every day there. But unfortunately, I haven't had time to also film for YouTube. But today I said no more. I'm just gonna carve out 30 minutes to film really quickly and I'll edit the video whenever I get a chance. But I wanted to talk about how to overcome a poverty mindset. Now, what is a poverty mindset? Basically, you are in scarcity mode. So whatever the reason may be, maybe it's a self-worthiness issue. Maybe it's a helplessness issue. Maybe it's any other kind of limiting belief that you may have going on below the surface that's preventing you from allowing in abundance. Maybe you've just had issues with money in the past. Maybe your friends and family have had money issues. Maybe you are obsessed with watching the news and you're keeping up with everything that's going on in the financial sector and you're like, oh my gosh, money's so tight right now. Whatever the reason may be, you are in scarcity mode. You feel like there's not enough to go around and you're going to suffer financially because for whatever reason, you just are not going to have enough money or abundance. Now, when it comes to getting out of poverty mindset, it can be a lot easier said than done because it's easy to say, oh, that's scarcity mindset, that's poverty mindset. But then to actually do the work every day to shift your mindset, it can take a while. So I know that it's not something that is going to be cured overnight, but understand that it's not your fault and there is something that you can do. Through consistently doing the inner work, using the tools, which are affirmations, journaling, meditation, visualization, as well as taking physical steps to accomplish your goals, that's gonna help you get out of that poverty mindset. So when we're getting out of poverty mindset, what are we really doing? What we're actually doing is plugging into abundance mindset. So it all comes down to shifting our mindset. Now, I talk a lot about this in my Rewired Play Shop course. So if it's something that you want, like more accountability, you want to join a community that's all about leveling up and personal growth, then I suggest you join that course. Otherwise, I'm just going to give you like a brief explanation. When you are shifting your mindset, first you have to figure out what your intention is. In this case, it's to allow in more abundance, not be in scarcity mindset, have an abundance and wealth mindset that's going to call in money on our behalf and also allow us to take advantage of the opportunities that we already have. Now, starting off with your intention, you want to examine all your core beliefs around money. This can be beliefs that you formed throughout your childhood, things that you saw your parents doing, or any role models in your life, anything that you believe to be true around money. So some really, really common limiting beliefs around money are, if you want to earn money, you have to work really, really hard. And if you do have a lot of money, you have to be greedy. All rich people are selfish. In order to be rich or wealthy, you have to sacrifice romance or love. You have to sacrifice time with your family because you have to work really, really hard and be miserable if you want to earn a lot of money. Those are really common limiting beliefs. Other limiting beliefs can be around your own self-worthiness. So maybe you personally just don't feel that you have anything of value to give to the world, and so you don't feel like you're deserving of money. Regardless of why that may be, you need to get down to what are your core beliefs around money, and are these beliefs serving you? Once you write it out on a piece of paper and you ask yourself, what do I believe about money? What did my parents teach me? What examples did I see? What do you truly believe to be true about earning money, keeping money, multiplying money, spending money? Do you feel guilty when you spend money? Do you feel ashamed when you spend money? Tap into all these beliefs, write them all out on a piece of paper, whether they're positive or negative. And then you're going to go throughout the list and you're going to figure out which beliefs are serving you and your success and which beliefs are not. Now, when you pinpoint the beliefs that are actually causing that poverty mindset within you, it's super easy to then go and like alchemize that belief. Essentially, what you're going to do is you're going to find whatever the opposite of that belief is. So if one of your core beliefs is that in order to make a lot of money, you have to work really, really hard and you're not going to have time for anything else, right in that moment, you're going to say, no, that's not true, because there's plenty of people working from home who work 20 hours a week, live flexible lives, and earn a lot of money. It is possible for me to earn a richness in my life, to have, what's the word, to be wealthy. It's possible for me to be wealthy and also be happy and balanced. I don't have to overwork to make money, because that is not how money works. And then you use that to then affirm what you want to be true. So now, instead of getting stuck on the emotion that, oh, you have to work really hard for money, you say, no, money gets to come easy to me. It's definitely possible to earn money from a place of passion and love. I don't necessarily have to overwork. Yes, there are people that do overwork for their money and they are miserable, but it doesn't have to be the case for you. So you get to choose how difficult this process is for you. And the more repetition you do consistently choosing your new core beliefs, slowly but surely, you're going to start having a different emotional reaction when these triggers come up. And then the secret ingredient, the secret ingredient to all of this, aside from your inner work that you do and all the tools that I constantly talk about on this channel, you need to do aligned actions. You need to make a commitment to put in a certain amount of effort every single day, not only for your inner work, spiritual work, but also for your physical work. So if you have a poverty mindset right now and you want to adopt an abundance mindset, you're doing your affirmations, you looked at your core beliefs, you figured out which beliefs are working for you, you figured out which beliefs are not, you already came up with your new upgraded beliefs and you have your affirmations, you have your journaling, you're doing everything right, okay? Additionally, from that, you need to align your actions with someone that is wealthy, someone that is rich. So in terms of money, this can look like actively trying to get a promotion at your job, or actively looking into ideas to create products and services and expand your online business, or to launch your own online business and create a second stream of income aside from your 9-to-5 job. Or maybe this is a sign that you need to look for a different job. Maybe your current job isn't going to expand you financially anymore. Maybe this is something you need to start investing in the stock market, right? The aligned action portion can look different for everybody, and it's not going to be some kind of overnight change. But when you align your actions and you're actively trying to earn more money, activate more abundance in your life, create more wealth for yourself, and you're also doing the spiritual work, that combined, it's like the yin and the yang, right? You create that beautiful blend, and that's where the magic happens. Now, if you want to like supercharge this process, I'm gonna give you the tip, okay? This is like groundbreaking. You've probably never heard this before. But gratitude is the key to collapsing time. So even if you don't make any more money, you're still in the same financial situation that you are in now. If you are able to find things to be grateful for, if you are able to find abundance in other areas of your life, this is going to collapse time and make the process just go so much faster. Your effort is going to compound behind the scenes and you're going to be able to see massive results a lot faster. Now, when I say massive results, again, this is totally subjective. It's different for everybody, but know that you will be impressed. You will see some great changes for yourself. All you need to do is stay persistent, okay? When I say finding abundance in other areas of your life, this can be as simple as looking in the refrigerator and seeing all the food and expressing gratitude for having so much food. This can be looking at all your shoes or your clothing and saying, wow, I'm so grateful that I have an abundance of clothing to wear. I'm so grateful that I have an abundance of face washes to use, right? Anytime you have any kind of abundance, any kind of surplus, maybe you're eating your food and you're already feeling full, but you still have food left on your plate, that is abundance. Do you know that there are people that literally do not have enough food to eat, that they are hungry, right? Not because they're on a diet and they want to look good. No, they're hungry because they literally cannot afford more food, or they cannot afford food that is nutritious to them, right? So every time I go into the store, I get to go into Whole Foods and I get to buy the organic fruits and vegetables and all the fancy foods and ready-to-eat foods and the desserts and everything that I get to eat and buy, like in that moment, I am activating so much more abundance, because when I'm shopping, I'm like, holy crap, I'm so grateful that I get to buy this organic food. Like, flashback to a couple of years ago, I was like struggling in Walmart. Like, I would go to Walmart, I would go to the discount sections, like I would only buy stuff that was on sale, and organic, me buying organic food, no, like you would never catch me doing that. And now the fact that I can like freely get the organic option, and whether it's so much better for you or not, it doesn't matter. It's just a form of abundance, right? Now, flashback 2 years ago, I could only get like a really inexpensive gym membership, and even that was like a stretch for me. Now I'm like going to new fitness classes every week, and I just feel extremely abundant. So in whatever areas of your life you feel like you are blessed, you feel like, okay, I came from having less than I do now, and I see that there's other areas of my life that have abundance. Maybe it's not financial, maybe I don't have $1 million in the bank, but there's other things I can be grateful for. If you're doing that, you're doing the spiritual work, you're doing the physical work, you're doing the magic, you're making it happen, and you're staying grateful every step of the way, that's gonna transform your mindset so fast, okay? And so I suggest that you stick to this process for at least a month, at least a month. Honestly, more is necessary, because you've been struggling with this for a long time. So you're not going to see immediate changes, and you need to stay persistent, because I want you to see the results that you deserve. All right. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this video. If you have any specific questions, feel free to book a one-on-one with me or check out all of my courses. Honestly, I have the Inner Work course that I'm currently filming still. I have the Divinely Compensated course that is all about monetizing your passion online. So that's actually a great course to go off of from watching this video, because if you're ready, you want to do the inner work, you can join the Divinely Compensated course, and it's actually going to walk you through the spiritual work, like all the journal prompts, the affirmations, but it's also going to guide you step by step to launching your business online. So if maybe you have a 9-to-5 job and you want to start your own business, or you just want to have like some sort of side income from your passion, something you can like earn money while you sleep, then that would be a great course for you. If you are just starting your inner work journey and you want to learn more about what are your tools, how can you accomplish goals, how can you level up, then you should join the Rewired Play Shop course. And another option, which I just finished creating, so it's already done. Obviously, I can still add to the courses, and I do over time as I learn and get more downloads. But as of right now, the quantum journaling course is complete. So if you love journaling, you want to learn more about it, I talk about so many techniques that I use, and I love journaling, I'm telling you. In the past 2 months, I've gone through like 3 notebooks, and I'm talking like big notebooks, not little tiny notebooks. So that's something I love talking about. But with that being said, if you have any questions about personal growth, manifestation, overall wellness, let me know in the comments below, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye, love you. Mwah.